Hey there, everybody. How you doing? A long time ago, when I played in Slow Bob, when I was drumming in that band, we used to do this thing that I want to tell you about, because it's something that I think about quite often, even still, and it was this thing that we would call Nurse Ratched, okay? And basically what Nurse Ratched was, okay, was like this, let's call it a project that Slow Bob would do, like every once in a while, maybe like every 6 months or so, something like that. It wasn't something that we did often, but it was something that, you know, over the course of 5 years, we'd done it quite a bit, okay? And basically what we would do is we would designate one practice night, okay, one rehearsal, to this thing called Nurse Ratched. And what we would do is put our instruments aside. We would put Slow Bob aside for one night. It was usually like on a Friday night. And each guy in the band would have like a keyboard, okay? And we would hook up like different effect pedals and like all kinds of different treatments to our keyboards. And you know, one guy might have a delay pedal and one guy would have a flanger. And we, you know, just different effects units and different things hooked up to our keyboards. And then we would run them all into a recording device, right? And you know, it really became kind of something we would do like as a special event or like a celebration. It was a special occasion for us, okay? As a band. Now, this idea was not my idea. This was something that the guys in Slow Bob had been doing for years before I even knew who they were. Okay, so this was like their idea, and this was something that they had put into practice. And I was just fortunate enough to be introduced to it. Okay. And like I was saying, we would, you know, kind of tailor our keyboard situation. Like each guy would have like a workstation, and you know, you would build your own workstation. So we had all kinds of different things that we would hook up or whatever. And you know, it was kind of like an event. Like we would decide, you know, maybe on the Monday prior to that Friday rehearsal, you know, hey, we're gonna do a Nurse Ratched on Friday, you know. Okay, awesome, you know, I'm into that. So we would set up our keyboards, and we would get a line check and everything. And we would also, for these Nurse Ratched sessions, now that I'm thinking about it, we would also usually invite a guest to come sit in with us on these sessions. So there would be four different workstations, like four different keyboard setups, right? And, you know, prior to showing up, you know, you would get all the stuff that you would want to like munch on or, you know, drink or whatever would please you, right, while you were in these sessions. Because you know, you could eat something or drink something and it wouldn't make any noise because we were going direct into the recording device. So you know, each guy would, you know, get beer or pizza or chips. You might have a bowl of M&Ms, you know, sitting next to your keyboard, an ashtray, you know, whatever would, you know, whatever suited you or whatever you would enjoy while you were playing, right? Because these sessions would go for a really long time, okay? And you know, when I first started playing in Slow Bob, right out of the gate, we had built a professional rehearsal studio in the basement of our bass player's house. And it was soundproofed and, you know, it was really a nice studio. And right outside the studio, we made like a lounge area. So we had like, you know, a little cube refrigerator, a microwave, some couches and chairs and, you know, a coffee table. And so we would set up all of the equipment first. Okay, and we would, get the line check done, make sure that all the instruments were being recorded properly, all the levels were okay and everything. Then we would go into the lounge area and we would hang out for a while and get prepared, you know, beer or wine or whatever floated your boat. I'll let you fill in the blanks. When we were ready, when the time was right, we would go into the studio and we would turn the lights down low and press play and record. And, you know, somebody would just start making a sound on their keyboard and we would all kind of join in and start going. And like at first, you know, for like the first 15 or 20 minutes, it would be like chaos, you know, usually. But after about 15 minutes or 20 minutes, like every single time we did it, it was really, really strange because we would all of a sudden start to coalesce, you know, and come together. And all of a sudden we would kind of like we would all kind of start to sync up with each other. And, you know, because the room was so dark and we were kind of set up pretty far away from each other, and it was done primarily like in headphones, right? Because we didn't have monitors or anything, so we would be listening in headphones. It was really kind of interesting. It was kind of like flying blind, you know? Like, I couldn't get visual cues from anyone, and we weren't giving each other verbal cues or anything. So the music just went where it went. And it was really, really amazing. Like I said, after about 15 or 20 minutes, every time we did this, all of a sudden it would click and we would start to go. It would go from chaos to like structure, but it was all improvisation. You know, there was nothing pre-planned. There was no eye contact. There were no cues. It was just going with the flow. And, you know, somebody would start a thing and over here, and all of a sudden we would slowly turn and gravitate towards that idea, and we would start playing to that idea. And then, you know, somebody might do something that's kind of silly and funny, and we would all start doing something that's silly and funny, and then that would turn again. Like this guy over here would start doing something else, and then we would all kind of latch onto that and flow with that for a while. And, you know, it would go sometimes like for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours sometimes. And it was amazing. I mean, some of it was really compelling. Some of the music was really serious and beautiful. And some of it was funny. And some of it was really quiet. And some of it was really loud. I mean, it was just all these different things. We would just kind of flow together. All the people in the room would just flow with these ideas and wherever they would take us. And it was really kind of amazing. Like there was this natural sense. It was almost like it was telepathic, you know, this natural sense of like where to go and what to do. And everybody was on board. I mean, everybody was doing it like a school of fish. Like we were all moving together into these different ideas. And also too, it was kind of cool because somehow, some way, even though we weren't cueing each other or we had no contact with each other, we would all kind of naturally sense when it was time to bring it to an end. And the endings would just gracefully, kind of real slowly, just come down to zero, you know, just real slow landing. And we would just all four people would just kind of come to this conclusion, this ending, and it would be done. And then we would, you know, go back into the lounge area, crack open another whatever, or, you know, whatever floats your boat, listen to what we did, maybe laugh about some of the stuff, and then we would cue up another tape, you know, prepare again, and go back into the studio, and we would do it again, and we would go all night long, okay? And, you know, it was the most organic and free-flowing and fun musical experience. I mean, really, of all the experiences in my musical career, okay, it was probably the funnest thing that I've ever done. You know, these Nurse Ratched sessions were just so fun and so amazing, really, how it was like this exercise in improvisation, and really the net result was really quite amazing sometimes. Not all the time, but most of the time. It was just like amazing how we would gel and how we would all come together, even though we weren't communicating with each other. We were just going with what we were going with, you know, playing whatever came to us on our keyboards. And, you know, I have to say too that it was kind of good for Slow Bob to do this. And like I said, we didn't do it all the time. We did it, we kind of savored it. We kind of reserved it for special occasions, you know? Like when the time was right, we would do a Nurse Ratched session. You know, we would kind of know when it was time. And a lot of the time it was really good because it was the kind of experience that would kind of pull everybody back a little bit into a neutral zone. You know, like maybe like when tensions were high in the band or relationships were strained for one reason or another, you know, the schedule was hectic for one reason or another, we would do a Nurse Ratched session and it would kind of like kind of calm everybody down. And almost every time we did a Nurse Ratched session, like when it was over, the morale in the band and the way we treated each other was always like a little bit better, you know? It was kind of like hitting the reset button a little bit. And it was also fun too to like have the guest people, you know, come in. And that was usually reserved for people that were like really close friends of the band or something. You know, it was like a special thing to be asked into our Nurse Ratched session. And it was just really a brilliant idea. It was a really great exercise to do as a band, but it was like so much fun, you know? And it was so much fun to me that a lot of what we did and a lot of the spirit of those Nurse Ratched sessions like lives through me, what I'm doing with PC3. You know, I've kind of pulled a little bit of that in to the PC3 thing a little bit, you know, this sense of open-endedness and experimentation and things like that, you know, it really was a stroke of brilliance on the part of the guys in Slow Bob. I mean, they really were smart about this kind of stuff, you know. They really were. They really were. And like I said, it was just the best experience, you know. And, you know, I bring it up and I'm talking about it because, you know, I think it's worth sharing. Because if you're in a band, you know, you're in a band situation and maybe sometimes things aren't going so good, you're not getting along so well or whatever it is, okay? Or maybe even if things are just fine, maybe it's a good idea every once in a while to try something like a Nurse Ratched session, you know? I would recommend it. I would recommend it. It was really quite an amazing experience sometimes to, one, have that kind of fun with your friends in your band, but also to kind of witness the magic of making music and how four people, you know, can kind of come together like that, almost like I said, telepathically, you know, and the music will take you to all these different places and you all go together without saying a word or without any knowledge or preconceived notions. You just go with it. It's really quite amazing and very telling about, you know, like I said, the magic of making music and just how special and how amazing those things can be. So with that, that's all I really wanted to say. And for now, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.